episode number 284.
People say, how did you do it? And there's only one thing. It's just really never giving up. That's all there is. Because business is very simple. Business is all about understanding, who do I like to serve?
Welcome to the Be Real Show with Travis Too Tall and Hot, where we talk about life, dreams, social media, and business.
Well, hello, and welcome to the B-Real Show with Travis, Too Tall and Huff. Folks, you know your boy's fired up. I'm ready for growth in your life. But after this show, I think you're going to really want to think about how you can grow right now. During this crazy year of COVID land, I'm bringing you a true growth mentor, someone that is going to elevate your game, someone that's doing this on the daily in his business. I'm bringing you our future guest, Luca Senatore. Luca, are you ready to be real? I'm bringing it to you, brother. How you doing, my man?
What an intro, man.
How you doing, sir? You doing good?
Yeah, fantastic. Doing great.
I love your background.
How are you?
Hey, man, we're making it through this crazy COVID world that we're living in, and we got a lot of fires out here in California, so I don't wish the air quality on anyone. We're just trying to make it through it, man. There's people in a lot worse place than me. I always remind myself of that, so we're always staying humbled and knowing we're going to get through this, man. And I think now more than ever, we need a growth mindset. We need the mindset to know, folks, that we can get through this. So to tell our listeners a little bit more about you as the CEO of Genie Goals, a mentor of e-commerce growth, the author of The Agency, Build and Grow and Repeat, folks, and a lover of shoes and odd socks, folks. He likes different types of socks. But most importantly, you know, you've won awards, you've done all sorts of things helping retail brands. But right now, I mean, when people come to you, what are their biggest concerns, questions right now? Because we're all kind of experiencing this differently and wanting to still grow, wanting to still get the best out of life here.
Yeah, well, it's a great question. So firstly, thanks for having me on the show. It's a pleasure to be here. It's hard to match your energy, but hey, let's give it a try.
Hey, you got it, my dude.
Yeah, you know what? It's weird because what happens is that people look at you and you know, you keep moving forward and you achieve, you know, what many call success, and they believe that that's what they want. Right? And I think that's a big mistake because we should never compare ourselves to anyone but ourselves yesterday, right?
Right.
Because through the lens of social media, everybody looks way too cool, you know, more cool than what they are. And I do the same. So I run a busy, large digital agency. And I also run a mentoring, a business coaching program for smaller businesses that want to grow, you know, freelancers, coaches, and agencies. Because my true passion is giving. Let's face it, right? I run a digital agency. We help large, famous brands sell more stuff.
Yes.
Now, when you go to bed at night and you know you've sold more stuff, you've got a little bit of satisfaction. But what I really like to do is to go to bed knowing that we've impacted the lives of many. Yeah. And we do that our own business by creating the best place for people to come and work. And we contribute. We give away my business coaching firm. We give away a big chunk of our profits to charity.
Mm.
Now, you go to bed feeling a lot happier that way. So I think people come to me with a dream. The dream is to be stable. The dream is to make, everybody wants to make a million. I don't know why everybody wants to make 1 million. When you ask them why three or four times, the 1 million disappears right away, and you get the real desires. And I think the real desires is happiness. Yeah. And happiness is achieved by progress. You know, if you keep moving forward, you're happy. It doesn't matter how much you have, right? If Louisa has three and John has one, now I take one from Louisa, give it to John. They both have two, but Louisa's miserable and John is happy, right?
Totally.
It's progress. So that's what people come to me. They come to me with a million in mind, and then we dig deep and we start making them some money, and they realize that that's not what they wanted.
Yeah. And because money does bring you, let's just be real, financial freedom. It brings you less stress if you don't have to worry about a dollar, the next dollar in your life. Yeah. But it, like you said, it doesn't bring you happiness. And you can sell 500 million more widgets of X, Y, and Z and make 500 trillion more dollars. But the happiness only really comes on the people you impact, on the way that you left this world. Because at the end of the day, you can't take all that money and put it into your in your casket or wherever you're gonna go. I mean, would you want to burn it up on the cremator? I mean, no. It's gonna hopefully, you know, resonate, and your family and the world will be a little bit better because of you and your hard work. You know, I think
there's the danger that people think, oh, money isn't important. Money is super important.
Yeah.
But so our motto of our business coaching firm is grow your income, grow your impact. Right. Money is super important. My point was more that people use the money as a goal, and when they get there, they think, oh my God, is this it? No, I want more. And that more is what money allows you to do. It's not the money that you see in the bank. Right?
Such a good point. So then tell me now, getting into your digital agency, because I'm fascinated by that as well. What gave you the insight, digital marketing, this is the future, you know, to pivot into this? Or was this a business that you had were in a more traditional agency and you kind of decided to heavy on in digital?
Yeah, I mean, I need to start from when I landed to the UK.
Absolutely.
So I grew up very poor with a dysfunctional family. My father left when I was very young, which was a good thing because he was a very nasty man. But in Italy back then, it was very atypical for families to be in that situation. My mom didn't know how to earn money. So it was really meal to meal. We didn't know, you know, what was in the fridge, and we had to make do with that. I went to work when I was 13, bending metal for the building trade. Mm. And then that brought in some money, and we were able to pay a bit of debts. And then at one point where the debts were kind of a bay, I decided to take a plunge. And I said, I've got a fantastic job. I'm going to be a salesman. I want to be a marketer. And my mom said, that's great. What job have you found? And I said, well, I found this job. And I'm going to sell advertising on a competition over Yellow Pages. And she said, that's fantastic. How much do they pay you? And I said, nothing. it's commissions only. And she said, are you mad? We need the money. But, you know, it was really, we just were keeping afloat, paying a bit of the debt. So I took the risk. And within 3 months, I was earning three times anybody in my position. Right? The problem was that I had a crash with a car. We couldn't really afford a new car. And but at that point, the family was, my mom was okay. She was earning enough for her to be afloat. So I came to the UK, right? And I thought, wow, why not? And I landed with 65 British pounds in my pocket, as well, like $90 or whatever.
Wow.
And I couldn't speak a word of English. So slowly, I learned. I remember they fired me from a fish restaurant job, washing dishes, because I couldn't understand what they wanted me to do.
Because they were, yeah.
And then eventually I persisted, you know, I never quit, and I persisted. And then eventually I opened a business, and then I opened another. And then I was good at marketing. I was doing affiliate marketing when I was 26, 27.
Wow.
And then I started playing with advertising, and I was teaching people AdWords. And then I opened a small marketing agency that led to a graphic design agency. Then I was looking for an office, and I only found a big building with 9 rooms. I only needed one. And so I took the 1 room to build the office, and the rest I opened a complementary health center, built another business. So within 5 years, I had 5 businesses.
Wow.
Yeah, yeah. And then a friend of mine gave me a call one day, and he said, oh, you know, we run this publishing affiliate business, and we developed this fantastic piece of tech that manages the bids for Google Ads or Google AdWords back then. So, you know, we want to grow an agency. You know, what would you do? So we had a coffee, gave him my 2 cents. We went our separate ways. And then a couple of years later, we met again, and they didn't do anything with the agency, not because of lack of skills, but they were busy with the publishing business. So we agreed, you know, it's my best friend today. So we agreed that I was going to sell my 3 businesses at the time, because I already sold 2. And I went in and built this agency from scratch. And wow, today we are 40 strong. And yes, yeah, so, you know, we found our passion, but our mission is really to create the best place for people to come and work. You know, and so we have a fantastic culture, and you know, we work with people that are friends. So that's the long story.
Hey, dude, you have an amazing story, dude. I love getting into that, because I think that's what defines you, and the willingness and ability, you know, to just always be looking for a new opportunity too. Like you said, you saw those 9 vacant rooms or a few vacant rooms. I'm gonna start another business over here, you know, and just like always seeing things with opportunist eyes, I think is a really great characteristic that you have. And obviously that's why you probably bring to your clients and customers and to your team and to your campaigns, I'm sure, you know, because you bring in that hard work, you know. And being a boss right now is different, because now people are maybe not comfortable coming into the office, and you might have to be working from Zoom or working from home, and people are kind of figuring out a different business model, and the ad business is changing and things are always pivoting, but that's what keeps it fun, right? I mean, that's what keeps it fun. I saw today or this week, one of my top investments that I've ever had was in NVIDIA. A tech chip company is buying one of these companies in Cambridge called Arm. It's really focused on AI, but they're talking about Cambridge just being in a incredible place full of tech minds and just the, it's like almost like the huge Silicon Valley of Europe and beyond. And so a lot of businesses, I think, are going to be coming there even more to invest in talent. It sounds like in Cambridge.
Yeah, Cambridge is full of smart people. Yes. I mean, there's a lot of cool stuff happening in Cambridge, and then, you know, everything that surrounds you breeds more of that. You know, we're the sum of the people around us. So it's a great place to be. It's a bubble. You know, you're very comfortable. But, you know, there are many other places like that. And obviously, you can live in the bubble, but eventually you need to make your own future. You need, you know the name of where you are and the people around you can only take you so far. Right. At the end of the day, listen, the one thing that I noticed when people say to me, oh, how did you build 8 businesses now? So I've been doing business coaching for 12 years. But because we had the change of heart, we wanted to build a philanthropic business. We started a brand new brand, a total new coaching brand, right? And no legacy, nothing. You know, people didn't know us. In 11 weeks, we went well over 6 figures. Right? Mm. People say, how did you do it? And there's only one thing. It's just really never giving up. That's all there is. Because business is very simple. Business is all about understanding who do I like to serve? Who do I want to work with? Customers and stuff, right? Mm. Who are the people that align with my culture? Culture as in the world culture, you know,
right?
Where you run your business. Ethical alignment, who these people want to give? Are they, right? Once you figure out that in your customers and your staff, the second step is really figuring out what do I do? What problem can I solve for these people? Mm. Stop figuring out how much money can I make of these people. You know, what problem can I solve? It doesn't matter even if other people solve it. It doesn't matter. The iPhone, the iPod, these new inventions happen once in a lifetime. Focus on stuff that even other people do. But right. If you do it with the people that you love, you're already 90% ahead. Mm. And the third part is how do you generate traffic to your offer? I mean, business is very simple. It's one of those three things, right? Mm. And then keeping the clients happy, keeping your staff happy. That's really, no. So people complicate it because they are blinded by the shiny objects. Oh, I've got to do this. And look at this. I've got to do that. This program and this product and this YouTube campaign and this Facebook campaign. Stick to one thing until it's dead. Dead. D-A-D. Don't automate it or delegate it. Ooh. And then it's it. There
you go. Dang. He's bringing the wago, folks, straight up. I mean, it's so true. Find out the people you want to serve. Find out people you ethically want to be around and serve. What problem do they have? And then how are you going to get traffic to this offer or incentive or some way that they're going to get in touch with you to take advantage of this? You know, it's like you said, it's not that hard. And this is from a gentleman that's built multiple businesses and also helping some of the biggest brands in the world sell more of their products. So you're probably doing some of these simple steps with all your campaigns, right? With your digital and everything, right?
Yeah, I mean, you know, I really like to give. And that's probably because growing up in that poor condition, we were forced to take. And then what happens, it's a bit like the drug addict, you know, that then becomes a fitness obsessed, you know, or the person that was severely overweight now becomes a super obsessed. It's the same thing. Now I'm obsessed about giving. Sometimes I come, you know, the business coaching program that we have, it's for people that have a real product. It doesn't matter if they're small, but it's for people that do maybe 2 or 3, 4,000 a month and they want to do 20 a month, right? Absolutely. And we can really help them scale very quickly. Sometimes I get people that want to start a business and they got $200. Yeah. So I tell them, go and do this challenge, right? I give them a 30-day challenge. Everybody's on the same. Everybody gets the same training. There's no discrimination about how much you have. Even if you have a million, it won't help you complete it. 1,000 people start it, 10 finish it. That, my gentlemen, is the answer as to why some people make it and some people don't. Steve Jobs, Elon Musk, it's just one. You don't need to be those people. Just work out a problem that you solve for people that you like and keep going until you make it. That surround yourself with mentors, surround yourself with people that lift you up, and then just never give up. That's never amazing. Give up.
That's amazing. And I think everyone's going to have to listen to that right now and we repeat that, because businesses of all sizes are finding out that they weren't expecting this world that we have today where they didn't have any revenue coming in. Now they have to pivot their businesses. We're seeing AMC movie theaters and bankruptcies and all these crazy things happening because they weren't planning for and thinking about the traffic. The last one we talked about here is maybe they figured out the people, maybe they figured out the problem, but they didn't realize traffic ain't coming into these theaters. We got to get somewhere else. We got to start a different business model. I always say I was just had an epiphany. AMC movie theaters could be Netflix. You know, they should be Netflix, right? They should be the front leader to like having an online movie theater, right? Where you can pay $20 or $30 to have this thing streamed in your house, this brand new movie streamed in your house, because as we know, people do not feel comfortable going into the movie theaters. And in California and some of these other places, you can't have be open right now. So think about that. Just think about like now, folks, the traffic part is very important. Is if the traffic is not coming in from one vehicle, you need to pivot to where they are, right? So like if you are in one business like that only has brick and mortar, you need to think about how can we get some people online, right? I mean, I think that's the thing that's also scary, right? For Luca, for people, I mean, they they get scared to change. They get scared. I've had so many people come into my door, Luca, bringing me money every single week. And then it just shut down in March and it hasn't come back and may never come back in that same way. And if you don't make a change now, you're done.
Yeah, I mean, for sure. I think we need to see, and I know it's easier said than done. Listen, because you and I talk from this perspective. I know there are folks out there who are struggling to bring in the paycheck. I know folks that maybe are making good money, but you don't have time for your daughter or your son. Right. I get that. I totally get that, right? And I think that's the situation when it's even more important to stop and ask yourself, this is a quick exercise. You can have it for free. You're welcome. So tomorrow morning, firstly, if you wake up any later than 6 o'clock, stop. Get up a bit early. Right? Go to bed early. Get up a bit early. When the world is quiet, that's where you crush it, right? You know, let's say you get up at 6 o'clock, right? And tomorrow is what, Wednesday, right? Yeah. So tomorrow is Wednesday. You get up at 6 o'clock. Do me a favor for some time. If you're not sporty at all, go for a walk. If you're sporty, do your exercise. Move, get your body in place. And I don't mean to be patronizing, but it's so damn important. And I know I don't like it. I'm not a freak. I hate getting up and going for a run. I do it because I have it, right? So do a little bit of exercise. Then sit down and ask yourself this simple question. Do it for me and then humor me. Just make my name dirty on social media if this doesn't work, but try it. Do this. Tomorrow morning, do your exercise, even if it's 5 minutes. And if you're severely overweight and all you can do is 1 minute walk, do that. That's better than yesterday. Now, ask yourself this question. I know it's 6 o'clock on a Wednesday, but let's imagine it's not. Let's imagine it's 6 p.m. on a Wednesday, right? And it's been a fantastic day, the best Wednesday in ages. What happened? What do I need to do for the next 12 hours that makes it a good Wednesday? And what you do, if you're honest to yourself, you'll see that a lot of the stuff that you were going to do don't matter, right? And a lot of the stuff that makes you uncomfortable are the only way for you to succeed. Whether that is, you know, reaching out to that client that may give you the money but gives you all the headaches and keeps you up at night saying, you know, can't do this anymore. And spend that time and go find a good client. Whatever it is that comes out, when you stop in the morning and you think, what will make a good day? And then you commit to making it happen, I promise you that your worst day will be better than most days you had before.
That's amazing. Yeah, you're setting the intention for the day, right? Like you're literally setting like up, how can I create this great day? And like you said, you're going to find out that half the stuff on your day, folks, you can just eliminate it. It's not going to be.
Well, how about, listen, I was a victim of that. What happens if you don't do this is that you wake up, the first thing that you do, you go to emails or social media. Yes. Then they run your life.
And they take over. Yeah, right.
They take over.
Such a good point, dude. Set your intention for your life, folks. I love this. I love this. Wake up early, get some exercise, get the 7-minute app on your phone. I like my favorite three are push-ups, sit-ups, or actually my favorite, actually now one is jumping jacks, push-ups, and squats. And if you can do those three for 5 minutes, you'll be good. You know, you get those three done. At least you started with that. Like you said, you did something, then nothing. And 100%. Set your intention for that day, folks. What does that day look like to you? I love that, my man. I think that is amazing. I think everyone, try that tomorrow. We need to try all of us tomorrow.
Do you know the people that inspired me the most are not those that you see running on the beach with six packs and you think, oh my God, The people that inspire me are the people that are almost obese and you see them running or walking.
100%, dude. 100%.
My goodness. I get goosebumps, you know, because it takes guts. But that's where you start, man. That's where you start. Listen, I was a poor, squinted boy, and it comes from a broken family, you know, and all it took was to keep going, you know. And if you're not going to give up on yourself, your friends and family won't either.
That's the most important thing, is never giving up, folks. We were hearing it multiple times. Now, my man, we're about to take you into our top 10. Are you ready?
Yes.
Let's go, baby. Apple or Android?
Oh, Android.
Android. Netflix or YouTube?
Netflix.
Netflix. Instagram or Facebook?
Ooh.
Tough.
Business, Facebook.
Pleasure. Facebook. Facebook gets all the family and all that good stuff, too. I love Facebook. Chicken or steak?
Chicken.
Chicken. Laptop or smartphone? When you got to get out the door.
Laptop.
Spotify or Pandora?
Spotify.
Spotify. Movies or video games?
Movies all day.
Movies, baby. Especially these days, right? It's a great escape to just watch a good movie.
Absolutely.
Nothing better, man. Reading books or listening to books?
Listening to books.
Just listening. When you're thinking about investing, stocks or real estate?
Stocks.
Stocks, baby. Give me some more businesses. Oceans or lakes?
Oceans or lakes?
Yeah.
Oh, lakes. I grew up on the lakes. So.
Absolutely. Do you have your favorite lake when you grew up?
Yeah, I grew up on Lake Como, which is one of the most beautiful.
Oh, yes.
Beautiful.
Seen many pictures. Never actually been there, but I've seen many pictures of it. My dad.
Remarkable. I mean, my head likes the ocean more, but my heart cannot betray the lake.
Yeah, that's where you grew up. That's what your heart was, man. Absolutely. So when you're waking up in the morning, my man Luca, and you're getting ready for your day, why do you love being you?
Why do I love being me? Goodness, you know, the truth is that I don't love being me. I don't love being me. Now, of course, I got given this. I didn't choose it. And so I'm going to work on making the one that I love the most.
That's a really good point, dude. That's a really good point, actually. I never thought of it that way. I always get blown by different guests because they have different perspective. And that was a great perspective right there. Do you think you'll ever retire and say, I'm done with these 8 businesses. Someone else time out, take over. I'm done. Do you think you'll ever hang up the hat on business?
You know, it's hard to tell because the view from, if you stay at the bottom of the Empire State Building, the view is very different from the top. So I don't know. Right. At the moment, no. I don't like leaving chapters unfinished. So the agency is incomplete. We still have a bit to go. Right. And the business coaching program that we have is tasked by yours truly with changing the world. We are making very generous donations to two organizations, and I'm going to plug if that's okay. One is Absolutely. Called Well Aware. Well Aware brings clean water to children in Africa, oh, wow. in East Africa, where otherwise children have to walk 7.5 hours per day, and many die. And the second is Comfed, and they bring education to girls in Africa, because if you're a girl in certain parts of Africa, it's hard to access Where's education. That? We need more female leaders, for sure. Wow. And I'm proud to say that the donation that we made in July alone, August donation will go out next week. The one that we made in July is providing water for life for 148 kids in wow. East Africa.
Oh, my God.
Been in school for a year. So
that's amazing, dude.
You know, we want to help. They are two of the global goals, and we want to really complete those two with this organization. So until that is done, I doubt that I'll retire.
Dude, that is amazing, bro. That is amazing. Because I always think about that all the time, and I tell people that all the time, that we have first world problems that we complain about quite often. Like right now, I'm complaining about the air quality being shitty, which it is. It's hazardous for you to be outside right now in California, supposedly. But when you think that someone's going to have to walk 7-8 miles, 7 hours, you know, just to get a glass of water or fresh, and it might not even be fresh drinking water like we get out of a tap, or flush a toilet like we get to do freely, just here you go, flush a toilet. And so we just take these things for granted. And so I always preface and think about that. And I'm going to actually search these nonprofits out myself too. And I'm going to have to make some donations for them, man, because I think thank that you. Is amazing, thank dude. And thank you for what you're doing for them, man. That's unbelievable, dude. 148 people are going to now have water for life because of my man and one of his month's donations. Dude, that is incredible, dude. That is incredible. Do you have a skill you're trying to master right now? Is there something you're trying to get better at right now in this crazy year of 2020?
There's lots of stuff. I mean, at the moment we're on this mission, and personally, there's a lot of stuff that I need to do. So I hired a personal trainer.
Oh, nice.
I'm a former professional.
He's going to get Let's go, baby.
Yeah, no, I used to compete professionally in mixed martial arts.
Oh, no shit. So watch out, dude. Watch out. He's about to pop-pop-bam. So he's training you and getting you back into fighting shape then.
Yeah, it's just, you know, when you turn 40, your body changes. So you need to hack. And so I'm trying to learn, nutrition hacks and that kind of stuff. Mm. All the rest, we're trying to do the same thing. You know, we have conversation with great businesses that want to scale. You know, they bring in, we put them through a program with four coaches. We have five coaching calls a week with our clients, right?
Wow.
So, you know, we go all in. And then at Genegals, we're trying to keep growing the agency and keep making the people happy. And so at the moment, I think we do more of the same.
Right.
I'm sure that the opportunity to learn something totally new will present itself.
Yeah. And then when that door opens, you're willing to take it. So I know that's the key thing, is not closing those doors, right? Like keeping those doors open.
The most amazing person in my life is my wife, because she puts up with all the craziness. You know, I was brought up doing martial arts, and that's my saving token.
That's what got you through it.
And around Cambridge can be expensive, and a lot of martial arts schools, all the martial arts schools for kids, were charging way too much for some kids to afford them. So I found an empty building. I converted it into a state-of-the-art top martial arts academy.
That is
And we're quite expensive, but for kids from family with limited income, they pay what they want. They pay what they can.
Oh, that's cool.
And now I sold 75% of it. I only own a bit of it now, but it's one of the most renowned academies in the county. And that was born out of the desire of having these kids access what for me has been a life-saving instrument. Yeah. And so whenever an opportunity opens it that way, I mean, the SAM, the Secret Agency Mastermind, this mentoring program that we have, right, is the same. You know, I had a coaching business before, but it wasn't set up to be a philanthropic operation.
Gotcha.
So we did it for that reason. It's not the money. I mean, you know, you can make money in many ways, right? This is something that fills my heart. I was telling my wife, a simple way to describe it. I know I'm probably overstaying my welcome, but
no, I love it, dude. I love it.
So we had our first, I think it was $15,000 a week when we first started this program. I remember sitting with my wife and I said, you know what? If there was a sales meeting waiting for me now, and closing it would mean buying a new house with a swimming pool outside and an Aston Martin waiting for me in the garage, my motivation might be 6 or 7 out of 10.
Right.
But if you're closing that sales meeting will mean sending thousands of kids to school and giving water to dozens of families, I will chain that prospect to the pole until he or she buys.
Right.
And when you go to bed knowing that you've done a bit of that, when you get up knowing that you have to do it, when I'm on a sales call with you, and I know that if you join my coaching program or my agency, you can make more money, and then you commit to donating some of that money to charity, it's not a sales call anymore.
Right.
No, it's a different thing.
Yeah. That's a good point too, actually. Yeah. When you intervolve a charitable aspect into your business, it creates another motivation for you to sell. It creates another motivation for you to pick up that phone call and call the next person, because you're dialing for something different than just another Aston Martin or another pair of shoes or another pair of cool socks, like you some cool socks.
Especially if you know you can help the person. If you cannot help them, nobody can be sure.
Right.
And actually, if you look at I tell this to my customers. So we have put together a program that I believe is the best in the world in terms of business coaching. Right, that's what I believe, right? That's what we're trying to do. Yet I know that statistically most people won't make it, because that's just stats. People quit, people whatever. It's out of your control. And I tell this to my customers. So say, we give you all the tools. We build tech for them. We have an online program that can. We got 4 coaches, 5 coaching calls a week. I can't do any more than this, right?
Right. Yeah, you're maxing out that.
Absolutely. So when you have somebody you know you can help, you feel that if you don't sell, you're doing them a disfavor.
Right.
But the one thing about the charity for me is that when I have to make a call, when I have to have a sales meeting and I don't feel like it, I'm not taking the money from me. I'm taking the money from
the team.
Now, that's a good motivation, you know, to make that freaking call.
Such a good point, dude. Yeah, I mean, and everybody that's in sales, you have to stay motivated, because you got it. One day, one down call, you're going to have one customer that hangs up on you and tells you, hey, screw you, T-Huff. I don't ever want to talk to you again. But then the next person you call, just you change your life. And I think the point in like you talked about never giving up, is that's the key, in especially in business, marketing, sales, content creating, podcasting. You create an agency, you create social media profiles, anything you want to do, folks. It just takes that motivation to do it every day. You got
to. Yeah, I know. Even if you sell water to a very thirsty horse, right? Even if you sell the best product in the world and you do it for the best cause, you're gonna get hated on. Right. That's as soon as you go above what the average of people around you are, you're gonna get hated on. It doesn't matter why. It doesn't matter. You know, when I wrote a book 3 years ago, published 2 years ago, and we had like all good feedback on Amazon, you know, 30, 40, and then there's one person that left me a bad review, right?
Right.
Left a bad review also because, and I realized that a while ago, because he criticized a person that I happen to know to be a very good person, and I actually stood up for. Anyways, it doesn't matter. But the one bad review, it doesn't matter how strong you are. It doesn't matter how, it always hurts a little bit. Right? The hater, they always get in the way. And the only antidote to that is to know exactly who you are. Because when you know exactly who you are, then you don't need to rely on good words to feel good by yourself.
You're just like, whatever, dude. You think that? Great. I know what I'm doing. I know what I'm doing, you know, and that's the most important thing is, because I always say that most importantly every day, just do you. You are the most important thing. The focus of your life is you. Yes, you can be amazing for your wife. Yes, you can be amazing for my daughter who's waking up here pretty soon. You can be amazing for many people in your life, but if you're not amazing for yourself first, it's all going to fall apart. You know,
and realize that you indicate yourself as luck. Everybody has imposter syndrome. Everybody, Tom Hanks, you know, has to remind himself of it. Well, let me tell you, not everybody has imposter syndrome. Those that don't have it are the real imposters. There you
true.
Go.
True. Right. Right. Exactly. Yeah. I mean, everyone has a little bit of insecurity. Every single person, no matter what level you're at. And I think that's what makes us all human. Do you have a favorite app on your phone right now? Is there a tool you like using that you're like, oh, I just really like using this tool. I like this app on my phone.
Yeah, so Trello is definitely my
Trello.
Favorite.
Oh, that's a great app. Great tool.
100%. That shapes my life. And then Facebook, just because we make a lot of money on Facebook.
Using the ads or using specifically?
Or organic. Our strategy is 100% organic. We do.
Organic, like connecting to people, talking to them, things like that stuff?
Yeah, it's about strategies. It's value content. You know, it's really brand positioning, likable authority, value content.
Got you.
And yeah.
And then it works, baby. That's the beauty of social media, baby. If you could sit down to lunch with anyone in the world, who would it be?
Tony Robbins.
Wow, the man. His hands are like as big as a bear, baby. Just grab your hand. Like, oh, my God. He's like, hey, watch out. My man's going to get you. That's cool, man. Hey, what? Talk about a motivation, man. I would love to be on that call with you guys or on that chicken dinner with you guys. Has there been a book that has changed your life? Has there been a book that you like reread or something you kind of keep at heart?
Yeah, two books come to mind. One is Can't Hurt Me by David Goggins. If you're not listening to that book, do yourself a favor. Listen to your book. Your life will never be the same again. Mm. And the second is The 5 a.m. Club by Robin Sharma.
Oh, yes. Yes, that's a good one, dude. That's a good one. I want to get that one, too, because I've been hearing about that one. The 5 a.m. Club.
Great book, yeah.
Get up early, baby. Get up early. I love that guy, Robin Sharma. If people were to find you, where's your favorite place to hang out? Where's your favorite place to connect to people? You said Facebook. Is that your favorite?
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, with my name, if you Google my name, it'll be obvious. And then Google was kind enough to give me one of those badges, presents.
Oh, yes. So he's official, baby. He's official like a hurricane whistle, baby.
Just because I've got a weird name, right? And you write a book with a weird name, job done, right? Easy. But yeah, I mean, Facebook, Luca Senatore in Cambridge, there's not many. I think there's only me. LucaSenatore.com is another way you can go about it.
And we're going to definitely put that in the show notes, my man. Dude, you have an incredible story. I love that you got real with us and took us down from the beginning and to where you are now and to the mission and path has changed and evolved. And now it's even bigger because you're helping serve these kids that need water and these young girls that need the education and empowerment. And dude, I think you are going to be you're already in the driver's seat. We already know. You already know how to build businesses. You already know. But you are literally going to the moon, dude. You are going as far as anything you ever believed and can achieve. You are already doing it, but still, I'm just so grateful for like your energy, your aura, the things that you're doing for your mentors, you know, your mentees that you're helping inspire them to give to. And you have an incredible story, brother. So thank you for being you, my man. Folks, you've been hanging out with Luca Senatore and Travis Too Tall and Huff. We want to thank you so much for your time today, and let's keep being real.
What another epic episode. And if you enjoyed the episode today, can you please do me a favor and subscribe to our podcast, The Be Real Show, on iTunes or your favorite podcast platform? And also take a little time today, if you don't mind, and give your boy T Huff a review. I would really super appreciate it. And thank you so much for listening today. We're all going through a lot right now. And real-time outsource, my business, is giving back to local and small businesses. Through our social media services and campaigns, we are actually helping small businesses get more exposure during these times, and also when we get through these times. At the end of the day, we don't know how long this is all going to last, but most importantly, you got to think about your business right now. Take it seriously. So come check us out at realtimeoutsource.com, realtimeoutsource.com, and we would love for you to qualify and get the process started where we can take a look at your business and see if we can qualify you for some of our services. Little to no cost for most of the businesses, and some businesses, you know, you're gonna have to pay, but that's just part of life, right? But most importantly is that I think this is the time, folks, that you can actually help thrive in your business. And so I would love to help you personally with our team. We're all going through a tough time right now, so take advantage of us. realtimeoutsource.com. Check us out, and we would love to do some business with you and help you with your social and digital media in 2020 and beyond.